with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump bonded quickly with Japan's new prime minister. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president had nothing but praise for Prime Minister Takeuchi, Japan's first female prime minister, as the two leaders exchanged warm words and he offered continued American support.
Anything I can do to help Japan, we will be there. We are an ally at the strongest level.
After their bilateral meeting, the president invited Takeuchi to join him for a speech to U.S. troops aboard an aircraft carrier. Donald Trump also announced hundreds of billions of dollars in Japanese investment as part of a trade deal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. has carried out more strikes against suspected drug-running boats, killing at least 14 people. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
In an announcement on social media, Hegseth posted videos of the strikes. Two boats can be seen moving at speed through the water. One contains a large amount of parcels or bundles. Both then suddenly explode and are seen aflame. Another strike appears to have been conducted on a pair of boats that were stationary in the water alongside each other. Hegseth says U.S. intelligence indicates the four boats were known for carrying narcotics. This is the first time multiple strikes were announced in a single day. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance said Tuesday he believes U.S. military members will be paid at the end of the week, though he did not specify how the Trump administration will reconfigure funding as pain from the second longest shutdown spreads nationwide. On Wall Street, the Dow by 161 points, the Nasdaq rose 190, the S&P advanced 15. This is SRN News. Will Graham is in Florida this week.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham and grandson of Billy, began a four-city tour of the Sunshine State on Sunday in Tallahassee. He will also preach the gospel in Sarasota and Pompano Beach. Jeremy Camp and other contemporary Christian artists are performing along the way. Graham is preaching the gospel each night and encouraging Floridians to put their faith in Christ. An army of local churches are providing support. Michael Harrington reporting.
Thousands of pilgrims turned out Sunday in Romania's capital for the dedication of religious paintings inside the world's largest Orthodox Christian church that was being opened after 15 years of construction. Worshippers and officials arrived in droves at the People's Salvation Cathedral, known as the National Cathedral, which at its highest point stands more than 410 feet and has an inner capacity for 5,000 worshippers. This is SRN News. Israeli authorities say they've killed three Palestinian militants during an operation in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli police say the three men were shot as they came out of a cave near Jenin, a town in the northern West Bank, known as a militant stronghold. The Israeli military said in a statement that the militants had taken part in terror activity in the town, but gave no further details. Israel says such operations have cracked down on militants in the West Bank. But Palestinians and human rights groups say scores of uninvolved civilians have also been among the dead and injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the army to carry out powerful strikes in Gaza. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.